Canada has yet to take a formal position on the situation in the Middle East, but did begin its evacuation effort of about 50,000 Canadian nationals in Lebanon yesterday. Lebanese Canadians, meanwhile, are taking to the streets in response to the crisis. Aaron Lakoff has more from Montreal.
Vive le Liban!
Vive le Liban!
Vive le Liban!
Chants of "Long live Lebanon" were heard in a park across the street from the Israeli consulate in Montreal, as members of the Lebanese community held a demonstration during the seventh day of an Israeli assault on Lebanon. One organizer estimated that 2,500 people attended the demonstration, which was coordinated by various Lebanese university student associations in the city. Demonstrators denounced the Israeli attacks, which they described as barbaric, and protested the fact that Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper has yet to issue a condemnation of Israel's actions. Instead, Harper has said that Israel's response to Hezbollah's kidnapping of two Israeli soldiers has been measured. Joe Ghaffari, a Canadian of Lebanese origin, said this about Canada's response to the crisis.
The Canadian response was completely the opposite of what we expect of a country like Canada that stands for human rights. And all of a sudden, we have a new government that takes a stand that does not condone aggression and killings of children. It considers it measured.
There was also anger at the Canadian government's lack of action to immediately evacuate its citizens from Lebanon. On Sunday, 8 Lebanese Canadians from Montreal were killed by the Israeli Air Force in the south of the country. Standing in front of 8 mock coffins, Hassan Al-Akras spoke to the demonstration about the loss of his family members in Lebanon.
We are going to say to the Harper government, no. This is what you have sown by supporting Israel. Because you have supported Israel in attacking Lebanon, and this is what you have sown, the first 8 martyrs that Israel sent you as gifts for your support.
Canada will begin evacuating its citizens from Lebanon by Wednesday. According to the Department of Foreign Affairs, there are approximately 50,000 Canadian citizens currently in Lebanon, many on vacation. Meanwhile, demonstrators will return to the Israeli consulate in Montreal on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. This is CKUT's Aaron Lakoff reporting for Free Speech Radio News from Montreal, Quebec.